this is a question that we've been asking you about at our website, thetakeaway.org, and one of the things we've heard from you supports what we're hearing across the country. Businesses and self-employed people are using barter systems to get around not being able to get loans from the banks. There's some amazing statistics out there. Bartering ads on Craigslist have doubled. There's a florist shop on the Upper East Side that trades flower arrangements for dental care for its employees. I even read about I even read about a trade school that offers classes in exchange for barter items that the teachers want.
Need a couch, Celeste? I got one.
Yeah, if you'll teach me advanced mathematics, right? It's estimated that it's a $12 billion business a year, bartering is, and it could get larger from there. The question is, will this continue when businesses can get small businesses business loans? We're joined again by James Taylor, CEO and president of Tailored Athletes in Florida. And Louise Story joins us, our Wall Street and finance reporter guru from the New York Times. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
James, what kind of business do you run?
Tailored Athletes is a full-service basketball training and consulting company in South Florida. We offer a basketball concierge service, bringing a professional basketball training to our clients' doors. We also have after-school programs and AAU and USSSA basketball organization, helping young guys and young ladies earn college scholarships.
So you said that you began bartering things when you couldn't secure a small business loans. What kind of things are you trading for?
Well, I'm trading advertising space on my website. Right now, we have about 4,000 to 5,000 unique visitors a month on our website that we trade marketing materials in exchange for web design work done by offering, you know, web designers advertising for six months to a year on our website. We offer them free advertising in our newsletters. We put them on the back of our T-shirts, our uniforms, in exchange for them to produce. More web ads, more things on the internet, as well as design work and print materials for our company.
Louise, you know, what he's talking about, that sounds like a relatively straightforward trade. But bartering, it seems to me, could get pretty complicated when you're not sure the value of the two things. I read about a guy who does tree removal, and he was trading for consulting work. And he said the consultant wanted to trade for hours, 4 hours apiece. He wanted to trade for the value of their service. I mean, some of this could get relatively complicated.
Celeste, there's a reason we have money. And that is because bartering is not that easy. I was looking at this website. It's called paymewithachicken.com.
Right.
Go on that website and you will see that there aren't that many things you actually need. And then when you find something that you need, that your business needs, that company may not need what your business has. And so it's complicated to find a match. And the other real concern about bartering is that you may trade something away from your company that's not really worth what you're getting. And you may not realize it, but that's a loss. Even though it's not in cash, that's a loss. There's a lot of complications here in valuation and what you put in your taxes with all these bartering arrangements.
Well, that's because according to the tax code, as I understand it, and I'm no expert, as long as the items or the services are equal value, then you don't have to pay taxes on it.
Right, but that is very difficult to measure. I mean, I read about a woman, for instance, who was trading, she runs ice cream parties for concert tickets. Now, you have to wonder, would she have gone to that concert anyways? Because if she would not have spent money to go to that concert,
right,
she's basically just increasing her spending and not really getting paid for her services.
Louise,
yep.
On paymewithachicken.com, I'm looking at Star Trek Pez candy collectible sets. So not a lot of practical stuff there.
But James, how do you handle this? Do you only do these kind of things like web design for advertising space where it's relatively straightforward?
No, well, and a lot of times, just like she just mentioned, it's a very complicated thing, and there are very times where you do not get the value for your services. But what we've done it on a case by case basis. It's not a goal of our company every month to go out and barter with other companies. But when we are strapped for cash or and we need something done, we will search and seek and put ads on Craigslist and. Now that we've found these other bartering sites online, I'm pretty sure that we will use them as well to try to get, you know, that immediate task done for the business. But it's very complicated, and a lot of times you hear a lot of no's. People right now are strapped for cash, and they want money.
So, James, one of the things, and Louise, too, one of the things people, economists are talking about associated with the whole bartering is what they call social capital, which is kind of a fancy name for what you were talking about, James, making these personal human interactions and networking. I'm wondering, what kind of benefits have you gotten out of bartering beyond just getting services?
Exactly. It's building that social network of other fellow entrepreneurs who share your same situation, that are strapped for cash, that need some type of service. Another situation that we had was our basketball concierge service. A woman couldn't really afford to pay us to come and train her son personally, but she owns a PR firm, and she was willing to give us, few press releases, help us out with our online ads and building our brand recognition in exchange for training her son. And that was something that we had. And you build great relationships.
So one thing I think that small businesses need to think about is bartering is common when cash is tight. But in a few years, if the economy is better and cash is not tight, it won't be as common. So when businesses are making these suboptimal arrangements, because let's face it, cash is better, one thing they can think about is what future benefit am I going to get? So for instance, in that example, you get free press releases, but are you in this network cultivating relationships where when cash comes back, people will pay you for things? Because that's the goal of a business, to make money. And so some of these relationships you build through bartering, maybe think about, will these be paying customers when the economy improves.
But a lot of people are finding that for their own personal families as well, even outside of businesses, this is becoming a good way to make budgets stretch when you don't have a Starbucks budget to cut or a vacation budget to cut. Sometimes you can trade furniture for trumpet lessons, for example.
And there's a great, great barter story. Andrew Mellon made tons of his money during a recession in the late 1800s by bartering for land, and all the land appreciated hugely, and he became a billionaire.
Yeah. Well, Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for The New York Times, and James Taylor is the CEO and president of Tailored Athletes. We are interested in either your personal or your business bartering stories. Have you traded during this recession, and what did you trade? What do you need? What do you have to offer? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE or at our website, thetakeaway.org.